Sagte mir shtavayt im sechtes galen perik dalid mishnah hay moiser ktayres, the leftover ktayres at the end of the year, mahi aisimba, what do they do with it? Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, you couldn't use the ktayres that was bought with last year's shkalim. So what did they do with the leftover ktayres? Was there always leftover ktayres? And the answer is most definitely yes. And here's why. When they would make the ktayres for the year, they would mix together the 11 spices, and it came out to a total weight of 368 mana. Mana is a type of a weight. How much ktayres did they need every day? Well, a mana was burnt on the Mizbeach each day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. What was the cheshbon? Why 368 mana? Well, there are 365 days in the solar year, and the ketores is made keneged yemei sechama. So if there are 365 days, why were there 368 mana? Should have been 365 mana. Well, we needed three extra for Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would remove two handfuls, Malei Chafnayim, and he would use it for the Avoid of the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, so that's the Cheshbon of 368. 365 for the 365 solar days of the year. Solar day means, according to the sun, how many times the sun goes down and up. Another three for Yom Kippur. So why is there extra? Well, there are two reasons that there are extra. First of all, though the Kohen Gadol took three mana, he didn't use three mana, because the average handful holds only about a quarter mana. So there was always leftover ktayrus at the end of the year. Furthermore, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, so we said you can't use last year's ktayrus, ktayrus that was bought with last year's shkolim. When does Chodesh Nisan come? After 365 days? No. It comes after 12 months that we count L'chadshe HaLevana. The lunar year is 354 days. So you always have an extra 11 mana on a regular year. That's the difference between the normal 354 Levana year and the 365-day sun year. So Mamela, the Mishnah, asks the question, Moiser Ktayres, the extra Ktayres, Mahaya Oisimba, what did we do with it? It was left over from last year. I can't use it for the new year. What should I do? So the Mishnah is going to describe what amounts to a four-step process. Let's say it Balpeh, and then we'll learn it inside. Step number one. We're going to take machzis hashekels, we're going to take shkolim from the lishka, and we're going to give it to a gizber. We're going to give it to the treasurer of Hegdish, or the treasurer of Hegdish takes it himself, and he has bekavana. What is this money going for? This money is going for the wages of those who made the ktaris. Automatically, the kedusha goes off the machzis hashekel. It's now chulin. It was used as wages for the people who made the ktaris. That is step number one. Are you going to ask me a kasha? I thought when it comes to Hegdish, you can't just instantly take the kedusha off it. You can redeem it. Once kedusha, always kedusha. Elamai, you can transfer the kedusha from this to something else. But you're telling me we're just taking the machzis hashekels and we're saying, oh, this is the wages for the people who made the ktaris, and automatically it's chulin? Where did the Kedusha go? So the Batanur is Masbir. This is what's different about the Machzis HaShekel, but money that is taken from the Lishka. Here we apply a rule called Leiv Bezdin Masna Lein. It seems that when people give the Machzis HaShekel, they give it on the condition of whatever Bezdin does with it. And if Bezdin decides the Chulin should take effect instantly, we're using it for a particular thing, and it's as if there's no Kedusha, they can do it. And that's what Bezin does. That's step number one. Step number one is we take Shkolim and we separate it on behalf of the wages of the people who made the Ktayres. The Kedusha now goes off the Shkolim. Let's see the Mishnah. Step number one. Mafrishin Mimena. We set aside from the Truma, from the Shkolim in the Lishka, Sechar Ha'emanim, the wages for the craftsmen, for the artisans that make the ktayres, an uman is someone who does something professionally. Okay, what do I do now? I still have my leftover ktayres. How does it help that I took shkolim and I said, okay, the kedusha comes off because this is the wages for the workers? So we go now to step number two. In step number two, we're going to take the leftover Keteris and we're going to redeem it. Ah, redemption. That means the Kedusha goes off the Keteris onto something else. What does it go on? The answer, it goes on the money, on the Machzor Shekel that was set aside for the wages of the craftsmen. Remember, we never actually gave the money to the workers, to those who made the Keteris, who would be the family of Avtinas, if you remember the Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma. We just separated it on their behalf. The Gizbar took it on their behalf. So now, the Gizbar takes the leftover Keteris, and he says the Kedusha of the Keteris should go over onto this money. Well, I guess that means that the workers never really got paid. They never got the money. Well, what we're going to do now is, step number three, we're going to pay them with the Keteris. The Keteris has no Kedusha, because it went off onto the money. So we're going to pay them with the Keteris. Again, step number two is, we take the Keteris and redeem it on the money that was set aside for the workers. Step number three, then the nice denaisa luman of ischarad. We're going to take the Keteres, now that the Kedusha went off the Keteres onto the money, and we're going to give it to the workers as their wages. So remember, the workers never actually physically got the money. It was set aside on their behalf. As a result, the Kedusha left the Machzis HaShekel, and is now it's chulin. Once it's chulin, I'm using it as a redemption. And I'm taking the Kedusha of the old Keteres and putting it on that money. And now I'm giving them the Keteris, the actual old Keteris, as their payment. Okay, what happens now? Step number four. What's step number four? We're going to rebuy it from them with the Shkolim of the new year. The Chayzrin. We're going to turn around. The Leichenai. So we're going to buy it back from them, Meitruma Chadasha, from the new year's Truma that came in after Nisan. Now we can use it because it's Keteris that was purchased with the new year's Shkolim. Now, in Bo HaChadosh Bizmanai, if Taka, the new Shkolim came in on time, they came in before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the time for the Truma Chadosha, so our plan is going to work. Taka Lag Chanoisa, we're going to buy this Keteres that we paid the workers with, made Truma Chadosha, from the new Shkolim. We in Lav. What if the new Shkolim didn't come in yet? And that could happen, the Mefarshim say. Let's say there was a siege on Yerushalayim, there was a major problem, no one can get their Shkolim in. What do I do now? There's nothing I can do. V'im lav, if the new Shkolim didn't come in, so min ha'yishon, I'll have to rebuy it from the old Shkolim. This is, I've already redeemed it, so I have to rebuy it. If I didn't redeem it yet, and I know that no new Shkolim came in, so there's no point in going through this whole process. There is a different gears in the mission that comes from the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says like this, not in Bo HaChodosh Bizmanai, we're not goyers if the new Shkolim came on time. Rather, in Bo HaChodesh Bizmanai, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell in its time, in other words, on the 30th day of Adar, remember, a Chodesh can be either 29 days and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, or a Chodesh can be 30 days and the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell Bizmanai, in other words, the 30th day of Adar is Aleph Nisan. So then, we purchase the Keteris with the new Shkolim. But if not, if Bezin was not Mekadosh the Chodesh, not until the 31st day, if the 30th day of Adar is still 30 days in Adar and it's not Aleph Nisan, so on that day, day number 30, so then the Keteris still comes from the old Shkolim. That's what the Mishnah means to say, according to the Yerushalmi. Okay, let's do our best to chazer over this Mishnah. Every year there's leftover Keteres for two reasons. First of all, there's a cheshbon of 3 mana that the Kohen Gadol takes on Yom Kippur, and he never uses 3 mana because he would remove 2 handfuls on Yom Kippur to do his avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the average handful is only about 1/4 mana. So we do 365 mana for the 365 days, plus another 3 for Yom Kippur. So when they mix the Keteres with the 11 Samamanim, it's always 368 mana. But the whole extra 3 is never used. So there's one way we have extra. The other thing is that during a regular year, we have to understand, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you can no longer use last year's Keteres. It has to be bought with the Keteres of the new year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes before 365 days. The solar year is 365 days. That's if you count how many times the sun sets and comes up as a day. But we go with the moon. On a regular year, there are 354 days in the months of the moon. Oy bazai, being that they prepared one mana per day for 365 days, we're going to have on a regular year an extra 11 mana. So what do we do with the Maaser HaKetayis? So the Mishnah gave us a whole mahalach, and basically it's made up of four steps. Step number one is, we take money out of the Machzis HaShekel Lishka, and we designate it as wages for the people that made the Ketayis. That's step number one. The Kedusha goes off the money, even though it's not being redeemed for anything, but this could be done with the Machzis HaShekel, and it's based on the rule of Leiv Bezdin Masna Leandet. When a person gives the Machzis HaShekel, it's conditional to what Bezdin wants to do with it. After step number one, that the Kedusha went off the money, because it now becomes the wages of the people who made the Ketayis, we go to step number two. We take the actual Ketayis that was left over, and we redeem it with this money, which technically belongs to the workers, to the ones who made the Ketayis. The Kedusha goes off the old Ketayis onto the money. Then we physically give the old Ketayis, which is now Chulin, to the workers. That's step number three. We're paying you with the Ketayis. Step number four is we rebuy it from them with the Shkalim of the new year. So now we have Ketayis that was purchased with the Shkalim of the new year. Now, sometimes the new Shkalim didn't come in. Then we're stuck. Then we have to buy it back with the old Shkalim. And if we didn't redeem it yet, we talk about don't redeem it at all. We said there's another pshat from the Yerushalmi that it doesn't mean if the new Shkalim came in. Rather, it means if the new Chodesh came in. In other words, if Bezin was Mekadesh the Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on day number 30 of Adar, it's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then we use the new Shkalim. But if it's Lamed Adar and it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, it's a Chodesh Me'uber, Adar is Me'uber, Adar has an extra day. So on this day, the 30th day, we're still going to use the Shkalim from last year. It's still last year's Ketayis that's in effect. Let me ask you one more question. Instead of going through these four steps, why can't they just take the Ketayis and sell it? Sell it, the leftover Ketayis, without having to take it on behalf of the workers and turn it into their wages. What do you need that whole step for? Take the Ketayis, sell it, and rebuy it with the Shkalim of the new year. Wouldn't that be far more simple? The answer is, that would have been a bazillion to the Ketayis, just to sell it in the open market. Ketayis for sale doesn't work that way. What we're accomplishing with this whole Mahalach and Mishnah is that nobody on the outside even realizes this happens. There's a Gizber who takes the money on behalf of the workers, and right there and then, we transfer the Kedusha of the Ketayis to that money. It's all happening on the inside. There's no open bazillion to the Ketayis. That's the reason. It's the workers themselves that work with the Ketayis. They take it and they sell it back. You don't chap from the outside what's happening. These people are always working with Ketayis. You don't chap that they were just paid with it and now it's being bought back from them. Everything is done very discreet in a very tzniastic way. You know, unless you learned this Mishnah and chazed it well, even if you saw what they were doing, you wouldn't chap what's going on, that the Ketayis is being sold. So for those that learn the Mishnah and understand it well, they have a covet for the Ketayis, it's okay. They can watch them do it, because it's done in a discreet manner, in a way that's covered for the Hegdish.